USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Not a hypothetical threat. It's destroying people's lives and livelihoods and doing it every single day.
President Biden's comments regarding climate change, the president speaking at the International Climate Summit in Scotland, Biden noting there's only a limited window of time to act. 200 countries meeting in Scotland, the most notably absent from the group meeting, China, who emits the most CO2s in the world. The Supreme Court is hearing two cases involving the pro-life Texas heartbeat law. The court will deliberate on concerns about the structure and enforcement of the law and not whether the law violates Roe v. Wade. The Texas law allows private citizens to launch civil lawsuits against anyone who aids or abets an abortion after a baby's heartbeat can be detected. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Vaccine mandates throughout the country are leaving many emergency services short-staffed due to some workers not getting vaccinated. Will Jones is an unvaccinated firefighter. He tells Fox News that if these numbers continue to decrease, Americans everywhere will be at risk.
We are providing negative tests before coming into work, so we're not a threat for spreading COVID. We're providing these negative tests, yet they're still saying because you haven't made that same personal health choice that we want you to make, that you're going to need to lose your job, and that's really going to jeopardize the entire city, put everyone in the city at risk.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Jones, a firefighter in Washington, D.C. Many frontline workers are rallying in the district against vaccine mandates on Monday. The McRib is back on the menu at McDonald's. The barbecue sandwich returning to participating restaurants across the country for a limited time starting Monday. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Reports say former Las Vegas Raiders coach John Gruden is considering legal options against the NFL and Commissioner Roger Goodell. Gruden resigned last month after his emails were leaked that included some racist, homophobic, and misogynistic remarks that he'd made. CBS Sports saying lawyers have advised people close to Gruden that he might have a case against the league over its handling of the emails. They were reviewed as part of the NFL's investigation of workplace misconduct by the Washington football team. Remembrances are continuing to come in for a longtime Major League Baseball player and announcer who died over the weekend.
Former Major League second baseman Jerry Remy, who went on to have a lengthy career as a beloved broadcaster for the Boston Red Sox, has passed away at 68 after losing a sixth bout with cancer. He said in an interview a couple of years ago, after four challenges with that disease,
because I'm a public person, because, you know, I'm on television, I'm in the homes of Red Sox fans and fans, if in some way by me saying this they say, hey, make an appointment, you know, let's get in there. We haven't had a physical in 3 or 4 years. Let's go see what's going on. Then I consider it a success. I consider it worth it.
Again, Jerry Remy, the former ball player turned Red Sox broadcaster, has died at 68. Reporting from Boston for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.